Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment that was played from Living Word Church. That was the message that was taught on Sunday. We invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. We would love for you to be a guest at Living Word Church and then make that connection to come into the fold under the teaching of Pastor Beckford. His vision that he received from God for Living Word Church continues to unfold. So there's so much more for us to do, and we do that together. We do life together with God and one another.
We learn the word. Mm-hmm. That's a living word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the name.
Yeah.
A name, we talked about, we teach us that months ago when we were following the Holy Spirit to have the name changed. Mm-hmm. That a name means something.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. A name is not random,
right?
Especially if God changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Especially if God changed it, like Abram, mm-hmm, to Abraham,
mm-hmm,
father of many. Mm-hmm. So that new name that he get, that name bring him into what his life was going to be. He was going to become the father of what? Many nations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So from none to many. So name is very important when God changed your name. You're going to bring out something.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just stop here a little bit to tell you Living Word. Living Word is a call by God, is instituted by God to teach the Living Word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the recipient, that means those who congregated at Living Word, becomes it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They becomes the Word.
Mm-hmm.
What Word? The Word of God.
God. Mm-hmm.
Not any other word, not any other theology, because we don't have no other theology. The Bible is it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it says, we believe and we what? Do.
Do it.
That's it. It's as simple as that, mm-hmm, at Living Word. Whatsoever it says, we believe it and we do it. And we declare over our life there or every Sunday, I am not a doubter. I am a believer. I'm a believer and not a what? Doubter. So don't kill me. I just believe the word. That's it. Don't just kill me. I just believe what it says. I'm not a doubter. So we teach each other there not to doubt the word. Just to believe it and become it. There's a nice term we use. Behave the word. That's
mm-hmm
it.
Yeah. And just a simple illustration. Think about in your own household. Like when I was a child, everybody just called me Diana.
Yeah.
And then now become mom.
Yeah.
So now in the house, I'm called mom. Even my husband say, go ask your mom. My husband doesn't say, go ask Diana. My husband says to my daughter, go ask your mom.
Yeah.
Then I have another level of responsibility when they call me grandma, my grandchildren. So with every advancement in responsibility in generation comes a name change.
That's right.
My grandkids aren't calling me Diana.
No.
They're calling me grandma.
Yeah.
And then, my older daughter and my younger daughter are 20 years apart. So my grandkids are around the same age as my younger daughter.
Yeah.
So there was a little confusion at first. Who's calling who mom? Who's calling who grandma? then my mom is their great grandma.
Yeah.
So she's Grammy.
Yeah.
So then it was, you know, getting all the names right of all the different assignments.
Yeah.
So the name change signifies that there's more to do.
That's right.
Right? That there's maturity, that there's advancement. There is more to do.
To do. Oh, man.
And what about
man.
When you get married and you change your name? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah, you become mm-hmm. part of the family.
That's
yeah.
exactly. You take on that. Mm-hmm. So when God changes your name, there's purpose behind it. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a place to learn the word and grow, to learn the word and what? Grow. Not to learn the word and do nothing, but to learn the word and grow and to see that the word is exactly what it say. The word is active. Mm-hmm. It is live. Mm-hmm. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And the Bible says it. It also tells us the word of God is the inspired word. It is good for doctrine. It is good for life. If you want to live a life, then live in word. That's it. Go ahead, God.
We have to know how to live out the word.
Yeah.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it tells us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities." And if you have your Bible out, or if you have the verse up on your phone, highlight these words, who we wrestle against, the layers
yes.
of resistance. First, it says against principalities.
Yes.
Second, it says against powers.
Powers.
Thirdly, it says against the rulers of darkness of this age.
Yes.
And fourth, it says against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And he uses for emphasis against, as he introduces where the battle is. Doesn't just say, but against principalities, comma, powers, comma, the rule. It's specifically pulling out this word against.
Yes.
So it's showing us opponent.
Yes.
Our opponent is not the person sitting next to us or the person who did us wrong that keeps showing up in the night, in our imagination, and we're tormented by. That's not the person who we are against. We're against principalities, against
powers,
against the rulers of the darkness of this age,
yes.
and against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places.
Ah, so there it is. We wrestle with those.
Mm-hmm.
There's no escape. And since those levels of opposition is fighting against all of us, Paul, give us the weapon.
He did it beautifully. He absolutely listed it for us. It's just right there. So who do we fight against? Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all that Pastor Diana said. But now I'm going to read to you what he said to put on.
To overcome that.
Okay, so he told us to put on truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the spirit of God's word, and above all, pray always. So we just gave you two lists that gives you perfect example on what to do when the devil attacks.
So there is no excuse.
Exactly.
We should be equipped. And one of our purpose here, and make your day count, is to equip the saints, the believers. Because who is our target audience?
Yeah.
The believers.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's no one out there that doesn't need to be equipped.
Yeah, that's right.
We all need to be equipped. Every day.
That's right. Yes. With the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's where the power lies. Because it's mighty in God. Mm-hmm. It's where it is. In God. So we cannot use anything that is not in God. So all our weapon must be found where? In God. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else. In God. And it's so when you start to see it, and the Holy Spirit is giving us clarity and give us the revelation how to defeat these levels of opposition that opposes our faith, mm-hmm. that's stopping us from progressing in the things of God. So the devil doesn't just sit around and just play. Go to Job. Let's look at it. Go to Job chapter 1. Let's look at Job chapter 1. The Holy Spirit just says, let's all listeners be enlightened this morning with the word of what? Truth. So be enlightened this morning with the word of truth. And then find that verse in Job chapter 1 where the Lord asks the devil, from whence you come? Mm-hmm. Read that.
In Job chapter 1, verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come?
Come.
So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth.
Come on.
And from walking back and forth on it.
That's right.
So this conversation didn't take place on the earth.
Yeah.
This conversation took place in the heavenly realms.
In the heavenly place. Because up there is a big battle going on. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dad. I don't want to cut you off. Because
And then to where I was just, right before you said that, I was looking in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, when Jesus was teaching. It says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
Yeah.
Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So it's Jesus is telling us that he already saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. So this was back when Jesus was on the earth. He said he already saw this.
Come on.
Where did he already see this?
Yeah.
He already saw this when things were established in the heavenlies, when Satan was kicked out of the heavenlies, and then he was sent to the earth, where it says that he continues to go around and he continues to try to bring destruction upon people. Why? Because he knows that his time is short. So because he knows that his time is even getting shorter, he's intensifying his tactics and his attack. So how much more now do we need to have the understanding and the boldness to be able to fight in the spiritual realm? We're fighting a fight that's already won.
Yes.
So we have to find our path to victory. We can't allow the enemy to continue to seduce us and to continue to intimidate us and keep us out of the victory. Jesus told him, he said, I give you all authority. He said, I already know that Satan fell like lightning from heaven. I already saw that he is inhabiting the earth, that he's walking to and fro. He's like, I already know that. But hey, guess what? You have the power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And nothing is nothing. Yes. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.